Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 35, the power to change. Judaism teaches that we can turn our lives around. And this explains, as I explained in the chapter, why we begin the holiest night of the year, the Kol Nidre night, by doing something very prosaic, very sort of mundane. We're just basically annulling vows. What does that mean, we're annulling vows? Kol Nidre v'charameh, right? We all know the tune. It's a very, very haunting and very powerful tune. But if you look at the words, all we're doing is basically saying to Hashem, I made certain promises, I made certain vows, I said I was going to do this, that, and the other, and I didn't, so please excuse me for taking a vow that I never fulfilled. Why are we doing that on the holiest night of the year when we need to get our sins forgiven for us? And the answer is because, number one, Judaism views our words as paramount, as I explained in the chapter, the way we speak, the promises we make. We know that we start our prayers in the morning, Baruch Shamar V'haya Olam, blessed are you, God, who spoke and the world came into being. We know that God created the world, the physical universe, through speech to teach us that the way we speak can create things, and God forbid, the way we speak can destroy things also. But there's a deeper reason. And I quoted from the late and great Rabbi Soloveitchik, who suggested that we begin with Kol Nidre on the night of Yom Kippur, because that's exactly the way tshuva, returning to God during the high holiday season, works. Tshuva, which literally means, as we've discussed, return, coming back to who we really are, it's really a gift from another world, because in this world, when you do something wrong, you insult someone, you steal something from another person, okay, you can say, I'm sorry, you can return the object that you've taken, but you can't undo it. You can't make it as though it never happened. But that's exactly what's happening with tshuva. Talmud tells us that not only can our sins be undone, but they can be transformed. If we do tshuva out of fear, which is a low level of doing tshuva, that tshuva can transform our intentional sins into accidental sins. Meaning, if I do tshuva because I'm not really, you know, so desiring of a close relationship with Hashem, I just don't want to get zapped, I believe in reward and punishment. So that's a tshuva out of fear. And that tshuva, though, even though it's a low-level one, that can transform whatever sins I committed intentionally into as though they were done by accident, which is a much lower level. And that's great, as though we committed that sin by accident. And if you repent, says the Talmud, this is from Yuma 86b in the Talmud, that if you repent out of the motivation of love, repenting out of love means like, I don't want to be distant from my creator. I want to be more connected to Hashem and to my spiritual source. Then our act of tshuva can transform our sins into merits. Now that makes no rational sense. How can you take something bad and turn it into something possible? In a physical world in which we live, once something is done, again, as I said before, you can't take it back. And we live our lives, you know, according to those rules within time and space. And within those constraints, you can't take our sins back. And that's why the sages view tshuva really as a gift from another world. In our physical world, limited by time and space, tshuva makes no sense. It's not of this world. It's a gift. And that is all represented by the Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre, I took a vow. I made a promise. I didn't keep the promise. I said I was going to do something. I was supposed to be somewhere, and I didn't show. I took something which didn't belong to me. I might be ashamed or embarrassed about it, but on a physical plane, again, I can't take it back. There's nothing I can do to undo it. Tshuva says you can. Tshuva says you can take it back. And that's why we begin with the Kol Nidre on the night of Yom Kippur, the holiest night of the year. And I mentioned the chapter also, the three R's. Rabbi Leo Young, a great rabbinic figure many, many years ago, the rabbi of the Jewish Center, he called the three R's recognition, remorse, and resolution. That's basically what tshuva is. We say what we did wrong. We recognize it. We call it out. That's when we say, the Hashem, the Bagad, the Gazan, I did A, B, and C. We then express remorse. It's not good enough just to say I did something wrong. You have to express you feel badly about it. And then we resolve to do better in the future. And basically by doing that, my friends, we change the past and we transform our lives for the better for the future, all represented in the Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur Eve.